you very much. And because Jenny's out of town, she's not going to be in town. Ellen's out of town.
Yeah, Ellen is gone too, yeah.
Is he focusing on her?
Okay. Any question? Good. What are we talking about? You. You, the citizen of?
Sabah.
Sabah. You, the people who have a lot to ask, to order, to neglect, to argue. That's what it is. When he's talking about you, the elite, he doesn't mean the political elite or economic elite. He's talking about the people. Because that's the only subject he's talking about, right? Yeah. He says, okay, listen. Your attitude from your culture is like this. This is when he was talking about the arrogance, Pharaoh and Moses. He started to say, let me tell you this. And this is a long story. How did he start? Remember? Let's go back and see how and why did he start this story. He was talking about a magic, a very difficult story to understand. It was the story of a fellow who said, imagine a fellow who doesn't ask anything from anyone but the God. That fellow will receive what he deserves. How? The cow will show up. We'll kill the cow. Then blah, 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 blah. You remember that long story. When that story finished, which was a very, very long paragraph, he added something to it that Jesus was running to the mountain from the stupid people, because stupidity is a very bad stuff to surround you. Remember that? Then he said, okay, now let me tell you the story of the people of Sabah and their ignorance, stupidity, and which stops the talking of the prophets to work. So that defensive shield in you people. Why? First of all, because you have everything. You have a lot. That was the first thing. Then is it the way, the path of death is an invisible way. You could go in that one. Let me tell you this. Then suddenly he stopped and switched to a funny story. He said, this is like the stories that the children will talk about. They say there was this blind fellow who will see the enemies are coming. But he doesn't see anything. There is this fellow who is naked and is worried about the dresses. And the silly people like this, I said, think about these silly stories. Because your story is silly just like that. Yes. Do you see the attitude of the people? Yeah. The people who are around you, or even when you go to the market, do you notice the attitude of the people? Yes. There is only one person that you don't notice the attitude of. Who is that one? This one. You have attitude. Everybody has attitude. But you think that, no, I'm okay. What means I'm okay? Do you know your attitude? Do you know how you approach a new subject even? Even in your mind. This is what I'm talking about. This is what this story is all about. It's saying that one of the difficulties of all these wisdom to be delivered to you is you. Because you argue with whatever you listen. Whatever you don't know, you have your doubts over there. And these are not enough, because these are for simple people as well, right? Even simple people are like that. What's your problem? Hi, you have a lot of knowledge, scientific information, which here that we are talking about is irrelevant, but you bring it in. First, your attitude is this. Whatever we say something similar, which looks good, because it's not serious. You imitate it. Your notification and all that. You are resisting this influence somehow with your brain and with your attitude. You look like the people who say, oh, you know what? Let me tell you this, that somehow, I don't know how, but somehow I'm connected. And in this connection, now I feel that you should change your dresses. What do you think about a fellow like this? What do you think? Do you believe that fellow that somehow is connected? Why should anyone believe that claim? Because first of all, that claim comes from sick people. Isn't it? A lot of sick people, they think they are connected to something. Why should you believe it? What do you do? This is the point here. You are trying to enrich yourself, right? He says, you should know that fellow. How? You cannot argue with it. Now, let me tell you this story. Then you started to say this problem is that first of all you think that your time will be wasted. Let me give you a point. The spirit, the life of all knowledges is one thing, one simple thing. The real essence of knowledge is what? Is for you to know who you are and where you are in this path. This is what knowledge is for. All the knowledges, he said, jane jumle ilmha, means the jane, the life of all knowledges. That's why knowledge is good. For me, first of all, to understand where I am and where am I going? Am I in the path? Which path am I in? Is it? This is the most important thing. You know some principle of some religions. Give it up. That's not what it is about. It's not about knowing the rules and this and that and that. But, of course, you don't appreciate it. Because you people, you don't appreciate what you have. because you could imagine a lot to have more. The prophets are all here trying to do something, but it doesn't work. Why? Because of this sickness, because of this attitude. He used one word that today I wanted to repeat a little bit about that word. There is this word, illat. Illat is Arabic. But for Iranians, has different meanings as well. Illat is the cause. Because something, because of this, we'll do this. But for Iranian, more than that, illat is being sick. Means in Farsi, you will see the bear and say, "Hi, how are you?" You will say, "I have no illat." He says, "I'm okay." You will ask, "Do you have any illat?" These both meanings are used in this paragraph very carefully. He will say, "You know what? All these prophets' work doesn't work on you because you're sick. You have to repair this sickness." And at the same time, you understand that this sickness is because you are looking for a cause for everything. What is the cause of falling in love? There is no cause. It's magic. It's out of the field of cause and effect. But he said this cause and this sickness will make you a very silly hunter. Whoever you hunt, you don't care about anymore. You think about hunting other people. And all of this is because of the poisonous breath of this nafs, of this ego, which is full of that illat, is full of cause and full of sicknesses. He talked about all that, then he said, it's more than that. You ask us a miracle. First of all, you know that we could do the miracles. Yeah. There are some awliya, they do the miracle, but they don't. They could do it, and they will do it in a very special occasions they choose, but generally they don't change the people. You remember why?
Responsibility.
If they change you, suddenly you are not responsible for whatever you do, and that's not what we are talking about. So the changes is possible here. How about your ego, your nafs? Do you remember everything you wanted quickly, right away? You are not patient. So you want this to change you immediately. It doesn't work that way. Because you should change yourself. If you are looking for something silly, you look like someone who looks for a lamp or light in the daytime. This is stuff that I'm talking about. When you don't understand it, means you're blinded to it. So you don't see what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you giving up looking here and there for some signs and things like that.